Oh, yes. Hello. I'm Megatron, and you're listening to Altered Geek Unlimited. Excellent. Yes. Welcome to Altered Geek Unlimited. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is...
Michael Booth Ninja Powers.
Welcome back.
Hi. Besides the fact that you asked me if I wanted to be on this week's episode, I thought it would be good to be on this week's episode, given that it's roughly 2 years since we started, like, the actual podcast version, because we started after Comic-Con... in 2015, yeah. Didn't we? Like the week after?
Yeah, sounds about right. It was in August that we started it.
That was like when they were like, it was right around when we found out about Batman versus Superman, and that's what we were talking about for like the first like four episodes.
And then how fitting that the trailer comes out.
Yep.
That we all wanted.
Yep. So it's fitting to be back, you know, on this episode. It might not be like a momentous numbered episode, but
no, it's 97.
But at least it's like almost 2 years to kind of the day ish, you know, if you know, July was August.
Yeah. So it's about 2 weeks off. It's pretty close.
But yeah, I've been busy with the new podcast that I've got, the Geek Stuff Garage Cast. And the other thing that's really gotten all my time was I'm pretty sure I was still doing some AGU episodes when I started my whole Couch to 5K thing. But I'm like way into that now. It's pretty much like I'm not like constantly working out like a roided up muscle man or anything like that. But it's trying to be active or do active things is like completely overridden. Like everything in my life. Like I haven't really played a game for any meaningful amount of time in the last month and a half. So I don't know. It's been interesting. I just had like the best run of the entire thing and completely screwed myself out of it with my phone, which I'm slowly working on while we're recording this. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. And a lot of it's just been me being a little bit too tired to do a podcast at 10 o'clock at night on Thursdays. But that said, it's Thursday and it's after 10, and I did my run literally, 30 minutes ago before we sat down to record this? So I'm wide awake for at least, you know, the nice. Next hour.
Yeah.
Until I crash.
Yep. Same here. I'm going to Michigan Adventure in the morning, so.
Oh, swell. We're going to Allie's dad's wedding tomorrow for the weekend. Have you ever been to Michigan Adventure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just been a few years.
Yeah, I went, the last time I was there was 2005, so it's been 10 years. Oh my gosh, I feel so old. I hate when I can actually, when I think about stuff, I don't really think about it in terms of time. I was like, yeah, it was a lot of fun when I was there, and I don't think about when I was there. And then you have that moment where it's like, I was there 10 years ago. Holy crap. It's like when someone tells you that Jurassic Park is, you know, 22 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Lord. So I hate those moments. We had, was it last night? Maybe Tuesday night at work, we had an interesting conversation. There was an usher. She was in the office with a manager and myself, and we were all talking about various movies and whatnot. And she said that she was like two when Toy Story came out. And we were just all like, oh,
wow.
Oh my God. We all just felt so old. So you probably don't have those moments yet.
No. No. Everybody I work with is like older than me for the most part. Like by like 30 years.
You'll probably get them.
Yep. There's a couple guys younger than me, but I think there's like one or two, if that.
So
not by much. Anyways. What the hell was I gonna say next? It's been one of them weeks. I'm shooting a movie in your theater this coming week.
I heard something about that.
Yes, I returned to the Trillium.
So that should be fun.
Yeah. I'm the funny thing about this whole endeavor is the guy that's directing it and that wrote the whole script and everything, he was in my acting class when I had that. I chose it primarily because I knew him.
Okay.
And it seemed like it was going to be the easiest one to work with, compared to everybody else's. Guy has his own movie that he did, which also works at your theater, but he's partially how we're getting in late nights, and we're going to be there like Sunday night, which is Monday morning, and then the next day, and then the next day. So I'm literally going to have no sleep for 3 days.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Because I'm the only one with a full-time job out of the four of us. So, yeah. And then I'm also I'm the sound guy. So I have to stand there with like this portable soundboard attached to my waist and headphones on my head. And then I have to hold a boom microphone over top of everybody that's talking. So that's literally going to be a pain in my ass. And then I'm the guy that's going to edit the whole thing when it's all said and done. So I get to sync the audio with the video, which is just such a glorious task. But yeah, it'll be all right. It's going to be fun putting it all together and then figuring out what to do from there. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing this coming week.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, should be. Hopefully everything goes as planned and we get in and out. Cause if we get everything done in 2 days, we don't have to do the third. I'm hoping. So, jumping into some SDCC content that came out, because I was pretty much following it the entire time it was going on through various news outlets, and mostly I really wasn't surfing too many sites. I was kind of watching my Twitter feed and then just going favorite, 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 and then I threw it into this massive document after I unfavorited everything. So I've literally spent quite some time messing with all of it. And of course the number one on my list is the Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, that was nice to be able to see that. Finally, I see everyone hated on the first trailer. Like I was like, I know everyone was like, man, this is great. It gives us everything we wanted to see, blah, 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 blah. For me, I was like, okay. I mean, I liked the first trailer. And so I was kind of, wasn't really taken aback by it or anything like that. I just, I don't know. It was weird to see the backlash. Like, I don't get what was so wrong with the first trailer. A little bit of ambiguity was okay. Like, I don't need a trailer to give me everything. And this trailer, like, it still didn't give a whole lot away. It just kind of showed more. In fact, it didn't even really feel much like a trailer to me. It felt more like a sizzle reel. Because at 3 minutes and 40 seconds long, that's never going to end up in a theater that way. So, no. But it was cool to see it. I'm wondering how much of that is like practical effects, because there isn't a whole lot of that.
I don't know. I was kind of wondering that myself, but I guess it just kind of depends on what we hear when it comes out. Maybe on the DVD or Blu-ray, we'll see the special features and see what they did,
right?
Or hear more about it.
So
I mean, hell, they did build the Batmobile, so that is a plus.
Yeah. Yeah, but like the Batman like swinging around on the buildings and stuff like that, and that
looks fake.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see. But then again, Man of Steel, it's Zod in Man of Steel, like his armor was entirely CG, so I can't tell like watching the movie. You have to see the behind the scenes stuff where it's Michael Shannon walking around in pajamas. So
that's hilarious.
The interesting thing, though, that I didn't really see a lot of people call out or a lot of discussion around, other than like a Slash Film article, was that Robin's suit was in the Batcave.
I know, I saw that too, and it says ha ha ha. It's,
see,
you know,
when I will admit, when I first saw the trailer, I thought it was his armor. I thought it was the armored suit because the lack of color. And I couldn't really make it out. I was like, oh, I think that's his armor suit. Because there's another, I think it's in the first trailer, you see him walking around with something that looks like it could be like a giant, like powered sledgehammer, if you will. And so that looked like what the statue was holding, or the, you know, the armor that suit was holding. So I was like, oh, it's probably just his armor suit. And obviously Joker apparently broke into the Batcave and, you know, destroyed everything. But no, it was Slash Film that pointed out to me that, oh man, it's Robin's suit. So that was interesting that I haven't seen more people like kind of trying to dissect that, but there isn't a whole lot of information to go on.
I'm thinking it's Jason Todd's suit. Like they're kind of playing into that. Like there was no Tim Drake.
Well, there was another rumor, not a rumor, but a theory from Max Landis, the writer for Chronicle, mm-hmm. that the Joker is Jason Todd.
That the Joker is?
Yes. There's something to do with like the way that he's marked, which is a similar way that Jason Todd was marked, or something. I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. But I don't think that's right. But actually, it sounds like it could have been more of a was it the return, the Batman Beyond Return of the Joker? It sounds like that it could be more of that kind of a thing, because the Joker doesn't look as old as Batman does. Also, the one disappointing thing I will say about the trailer, not about the trailer, but the only disappointing negative thing I have about Batman versus Superman at this point was a little tidbit that came out of the conference from the panel that Gotham City and
Metropolis are neighbors.
Yes, they're like across the bay from each other. That to me, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, this movie's crap because of that. Like, I want to see how it plays out, but that's the first like WTF thing I've heard about this movie, because you end up with that age old question that if you have these superheroes, why doesn't like Superman just fly over here and do this? And one of the things is, well, he's not, it's like really far away when this stuff is like, you know, going on. But in this universe, Joker's running mad over in Gotham City and Superman lives across the bay.
So why wouldn't Superman go take
like
care of
it? That's a hop, skip, and a jump, right?
Yeah.
Leaps tall buildings in a single bound, but can't clear the bay. So,
yeah, if he can snap Zod's neck, what's to stop him from, you know, taking out the Joker?
Well,
for
I'm not worried about that one. That I'm not worried about the, you know, he snapped one guy's neck, what's to stop him from killing
No, I
guys?
Wasn't saying that he should snap his neck. I was just saying that what's the Joker going to honestly do to him?
And I know there were some people that were kind of making fun of Ma Kent's speech
about, you don't know this world anyway.
Yeah.
Be their hero or don't.
But I feel like that, I don't know, I like that. It kind of remind. It's kind of like some of the speeches that Kevin Costner gave in like the first one. It's interesting because it sees that Superman gets to make his own choice. It's not someone's like force feeding it to him. Like he gets to form his own opinions about us. Like no one's being like, you have to help these people. you know, there are people, even his family is around him saying, you don't owe them anything. And he doesn't. He makes the choice to actually do something. My other question with the whole thing is, how long is this movie? Because there are a lot of set pieces in those trailers.
And there's a lot of, I mean, and then you add in Wonder Woman, and then there's just a whole other dynamic.
Well, this is good.
She seems actually like she might actually play a decent part.
Well, this goes back to DC building right off the get-go. They're building like a lived-in superhero world rather than getting like the origins, like starting with origin stories like Marvel did. And the theory is that, you know, because Diana's been around for a long time, that Bruce and Diana have had a thing, and Bruce calls in Diana for help with Superman.
Yeah,
that's one of the theories that I've heard fly around.
I could see that, honestly. I could see that he's known her for years and
knows that what she can do. So it's like when things get too hectic, he might, you know, call on
her. He's like, hey, I need your help.
So I think that's what we might get in this movie.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, I find it interesting though. There was another theory that was floating around that somebody said that like Wonder Woman got a vision from the Oracle or whatever it is that they call it in her land, that, you know, if left unchecked kind of thing, that Superman and Batman would basically do like an Injustice Gods thing and there'd be a giant war. And because, I mean, if you see it, there are those troops that are taking down Batman in the desert with Superman symbols on their shoulders.
Okay.
Like they're his army.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing I'm talking about. Like, where does that, because there's like Batman in a trench coat in the desert.
Yeah, he's in a trench coat and like desert garb.
Like the scope of this movie is just like huge. I'm thinking it's probably going to be like 2.5, if not like bordering on 3.
I think it's going to be like 3. Well, because you got Doomsday and you got Lex Luthor in there too.
I think Doomsday is just a lead up to the Justice League stuff. I don't think he's going
to
be like...
like they're going to build him up to be like this creation that rises at the end, kind of like they did with Vader at the end of episode 3.
Yes. Like he's gonna be. That's why Zod is in the trailer. That's a tease for Doomsday.
I could see that, and like Luthor's manipulating behind the scenes.
Yep. So it's all interesting. I still haven't seen something that I don't really not like. I feel like there was something else in the trailer. No, I think the only other thing I have is Suicide Squad, but I don't know if we want to move on to that yet.
Yeah, we can move on to that because that actually takes place timeline wise right after Batman vs Superman.
No, it actually takes place before. Yes,
really?
It's after Man of Steel, but before Batman vs Superman.
Well, because they have Amanda Waller, you know, they're kind of trying to say that like she just doesn't trust Luthor.
Well, I mean, Amanda doesn't trust anybody, so
that's true. I did like that trailer, though.
No, I really liked it as well. It was kind of a bummer to me though when it was over and it was like August 2016. I'm like, oh, come on. Why is that not this year? But, you know, they have a whole year to get it like, you know, little fit and finish and stuff like that on it. Not a whole lot that I didn't not like about the Suicide Squad trailer. Before we get to the elephant in the room about the trailer, though, I've heard that there's a small rumor, grain of salt, that Suicide Squad might actually be rated R.
That would be cool.
Which, if true, I think that's something that would be interesting, and I feel like that's something that Warner Brothers could successfully pull off. But... That's something that Marvel hasn't done. Marvel has, for the most part, stuck to, you know, PG-13 or, you know, bust.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if it is rated R or not. I did like Harley Quinn.
I did too.
That was fine. I don't understand the backlash to Will Smith as Deadshot, but I'm not like super familiar with the character.
I know a lot of people were saying that because like he's normally white, but
he's
you don't really see him. He wears the damn suit.
Well, in Arkham, forgive me here.
He was kind of like almost Hispanic, I would say.
Well, in the animated one, I believe he was black. I mean, like, at the risk of sounding racist or whatever, like really light-skinned black, but like I took him as being black in the animated, Arkham Asylum animated movie that was like a prequel to Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it was like God, I can't remember. Assault on, yes, Arkham.
Yeah, like I always took it as he was black in that. So when they announced it was Will Smith, I was like, okay, whatever, sure, why not? And then even then, why does it matter? Are these the same people that are mad because Johnny Storm is black?
Probably.
People. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say about the Joker.
I did not like him. I still did not like him. Like, I got the Dark Knight Returns type of vibe from his from how he spoke. You know, at the end, like kind of how his tones were.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and I saw people comparing it to like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, how he kind of talks and stuff like that. But like, I didn't care for it either way, really. I think what throws me is the damn tattoos, the fact he has no eyebrows, and the fact that like he has the chrome teeth. Like, if I think I could get more behind it. I mean, I understand he's supposed to be just batshit crazy, but I think I could get behind it more if I could get past those visual cues. But even then, like, it's not what I would expect for the voice. I realize it's a different take.
That's interesting because, like, for me, I didn't even notice those things.
They stood out to me like a sore thumb, but that's because, like, I'm so, like, conscious of how the Joker, like, in my opinion, how he should look or speak or whatever.
Like when they had the, when they said the line where, like, everyone's crazy or something like that, and you heard the Joker laugh in the background. I really like that. Like the I can't remember who says it, but it's like they're like a special kind of crazy, and then it like the camera's pointing at Harley, and then you hear the Joker's laugh.
And he goes,
Yep. I'm wondering if because he's obviously talking to somebody on a table. I'm wondering who that somebody is, and
Harley Quinn.
Well, I think so. That's what I was going to say, because earlier in that sizzle reel or trailer, Harley is actually, in her doctor getup, and she's strapped to like a hospital bed, terrified. It's a side shot. So I'm wondering if, he's like captured her and he's getting ready to do the shock therapy stuff to her. But that's just a theory that I kind of just came up with right here.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the trailer other than that. I mean, again, it's just my personal preference. I just don't care for this Joker at all, like in any regard. I mean, I'll wait until I see him in film before I fully judge him, because like obviously it's a trailer and that I'm just getting like a taste of what he is. It's just everything I've seen up to this point, I just don't care for it. I can get behind all the other changes that they've made to characters or all other renditions, but like just that one element, I don't care for. But you did get to see Batman in that trailer too.
Yeah.
Riding the Joker mobile.
My running theory is that that's the opening, like it's a James Bond style opening for the movie.
Like he's captured them and throws them in and then he's gone. Yeah, I think you're
that's my running theory, because otherwise how do you fit, if it's not an opening or a closing, I don't see how you put that in the middle of the movie.
Well, I mean, look at Assault on Arkham. Batman was barely in that too. He had his own side mission.
Yeah.
But I think it would be too much if they had him in it longer than what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because you'd be looking for him to, like,
pop up throughout the entire film.
Yeah. So I think it's got to be something in, like, the beginning or the end. Or maybe Suicide Squad is a live-action version of Assault on Arkham.
Which would be interesting.
Because what are they... Yeah. Ooh. Wait a second.
Okay.
In Assault on Arkham, the Suicide Squad attacks Arkham to get Joker out.
No, the Riddler.
Okay.
They're there to I think extract the Riddler because Riddler has files that Waller needs.
I would say it was almost gonna be a live action version of Assault on Arkham, except for the simple fact that there are way too many exterior shots in that sizzle reel for
not enough jail.
Suicide Squad. Yeah, not enough. But well, no, there's actually a fair amount if you think about it.
Well, yeah, but they're all in their like nice cages that Waller's put.
Well,
them in.
Some of them are, but some are also like the scene I was just talking about with like Harley, where you hear Joker's laugh. They're like in a concrete hallway. And who says we don't see like a few different types of missions? Before they do, you know, the big one. I don't know. I think you might have agreed with me on Twitter, more excited for what DC's doing now than Marvel.
Yep.
And I say that having seen Ant-Man twice now.
How is it?
It's fun. To me, it was, I don't think it's as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was just as fun as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
There isn't, just like Guardians of the Galaxy, there isn't another Marvel movie like it. It was a lot of fun. I'm fighting a little bit of Marvel fatigue. Like I'm not, like I will go see Civil War, but I'm not excited for Civil War. And I wasn't excited for Ant-Man, but I wanted to go see Ant-Man. So I've kind of reached that point with the Marvel stuff, which is kind of disappointing. Because I feel like they've hit their groove. They know how to make their movies. And you hear the good and the bad of, you know, how Marvel treats their talent. And I don't know. It's like, to me, it's like, I don't know if I really want to. I just don't get excited anymore. But it's fun watching DC get their feet under them now. It's like, because it's like watching Marvel start, you know, like when they were like, we got to see what works and what doesn't and try to, you know, knock something out of the park. And I feel like that's where Warner Brothers is right now. There's no doubt in my mind that eventually they'll hit that same cookie cutter stride with their movies. But at least they're trying to do something different, even if it is, you know, by desaturating taking the color out of their movies. But I'm more excited. I'm not like any less excited for Suicide Squad or Batman vs. Superman. If anything, I'm glad that we got something for Suicide Squad because I felt like we knew less about that movie than Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I was glad that they actually showed something for mm-hmm. it. And I think that the level of crazy that shows up in it is perfect.
Yep.
And that's something that just doesn't exist really in Marvel.
Yeah, that's because, Marvel skews for everybody, and I feel like DC's skewing for the people that have money.
Yeah.
By that, I mean the older crowd.
Yeah, the crowd that's going to pay to go see all this.
But at the same time, I'm not clamoring for DC to do the same stuff that Marvel is, because I feel like we talked about this before, I feel like there's enough room for both of them to exist. Like, for DC to make, you know, their violent, gritty style of movie, like the, you know, where everything's grounded, and for Marvel to make, you know, the bright, vibrant stuff. If anything, it actually mimics their comic books. You know, DC to me has always had like muted colors, unless you're Superman or like the Flash. Everything's been kind of, everything I've read's been muted and dry and blah. Whereas, you know, Marvel's been, you know, colorful and poppy and, you know, topical. I think topical might not be the right word, but also Marvel's, to me, has also been more prevalent because they use actual, like, real-world cities versus DC's made-up cities. So.
Yeah, DC definitely. Yeah, they all have made-up cities.
It's all...
They're based on real ones, but still.
I
mean,
there's no reason that they need to be the same. I wouldn't want... If they were the same, I would then cry foul on all the comic book movies. But at least there's two different studios, three if you count Fox, making, you know, three different styles of comic book movies for the time being. So that's always good.
Do we want to talk about the Arrow? More so the costume and the fact that the first episode for season 4 is Green Arrow.
I mean,
what are your opinions on the costume? Let's put it that way.
I don't know. It looks like I'm bummed it's not the Robin Hood hat. That seems like a logical complaint to have, right?
and the big old beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to see how it plays out. I like it. It looks more black than green though, which kind of bugs me a little bit. But you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's the Arrow. It looks like his other one, except just a little like sleeker. My running theory is we're going to have this version of Arrow only for season 4. Because by the time whatever was done in the Flash is resolved, everything's going to go back to the way it was in season, like at the beginning of season 3 or sooner.
So you're assuming there's going to be a giant time travel thing that screwed everything up?
I'm assuming that everything in season 4 of Arrow and season 2 of Flash occurs in on another Earth.
That's an interesting idea.
I mean, probably not like a popular one, but I don't really care.
Hence, because of the giant wormhole in the middle of the sky?
Yes, primarily that.
Because there seems to be no way that that could have all not eaten that world.
Mm-hmm. True that, yo. True that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same opinion of what happened here. Because whatever happens in Flash with time travel is going to affect Arrow.
Hopefully.
That would be the smart thing, being that they're in the same universe.
Although now they're not.
Yeah.
Maybe there is no Arrow where Barry went. You don't know.
Maybe it was just Green Arrow the whole time. Maybe he'll get rid of the hood eventually.
Maybe he will.
Maybe he'll wear a hat. Maybe he'll wear a fedora like Indiana Jones.
He just needs a goatee and then everything will be fine.
Yep, he needs a full-blown goatee. Like Oliver Queen doesn't exist, he's just Green Arrow. And then Bruce Wayne comes in and buys his company. I'd be down for that. Probably won't happen, but I'd still be down for that. Yeah, obviously when he said at the end of season 3 that he would not be returning as Arrow, they were going to change the name. But honestly, they had to do something because it looks like the show is going to be brighter with the way the sky is and the Arrow suit.
What if he's not going to be Arrow. What if like in the other dimension, he is Green Arrow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe we don't see him transitioning in this. He is just Green Arrow. Like I've honestly felt like with the end of season 3 that they used the events of Flash to basically reboot the crap that was Arrow season 3. By moving Flash over into like a different universe where, you know, it's Green Arrow instead of Arrow or the Vigilante. Maybe like it's like, you know, we're probably going to see an Arrow that's been like received like entirely differently. by Starling City?
Kind of like, it's Star City now.
Sure. Well, there you go. Like, you're going to see lots of little, like, Back to the Future kind of things, right? Like Twin Pines, Lone Pines. You're going to see, I think you're going to see lots of that. I think it's all going to stem from what happens in The Flash.
Which could explain why the teaser images of The Flash Season 2, they have a bunch of signs for, Flash Day.
Well, they also, didn't they, they also cast Jay Garrick, right?
So, yeah, and he's going to end up bumping into Jay Garrick at some point.
Flash. So what if that's not? What if that's the Flash of this Earth, other Earth?
That could be too, or it could be. It could even be pushed into the future some.
So yeah, I just think that it's going to be fun to see what happens. It's going to be like, man, maybe I should rewatch seasons 1 and 2 so I can catch more differences, you know. But someone will have that compilation, like, these are all the changes that were done in the universe, blah, 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 blah. So it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. But that's, I didn't read a whole lot of The Flash stuff because I didn't want a lot of it spoiled. I want thoughts and theories that I have about the CW TV shows to be like, untainted or, my own, so I can see if I'm right or wrong.
I will say that the teaser didn't show really anything other than a blue streak running through the street.
Which is Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm not familiar with...
As far as I know, I'm not 100% on that. Like, because, like, they had Eobard Thawne, which I'm not sure which... I think he's just Reverse Flash, like, that of Eobard Thawne's one Reverse Flash, because I know there's three. And I know Professor Zoom is like the main Reverse Flash. It's just totally evil.
What? Who wasn't the Flash? The bad Flash in the 90s Flash series that Barry's dad is from. Wasn't he blue?
That Professor Zoom.
Yeah, like in that live action series. Wasn't he? I think the villain was blue. I think it was a blue Flash and a red Flash. Obviously the red one was the good one, but I'm fairly certain it was a blue Flash.
I'm gonna look that up. I know in the 90s ones they had Trickster, they had Prank, they had Captain Cold.
They had a Reverse Flash. I'm fairly certain.
And Mirror Master.
He was in a blue suit. Mirror Master is somebody I would actually kind of like to see. So I hope he gets...
Yeah. I would like to see him as well, because I think that they said that they're kind of working on the idea of him. Yeah, I would be interested in seeing that. I don't know. I'm not seeing a Reverse Flash on the cast. Yeah, I'm not seeing one.
It's. Jeez, oh, Pete's.
They have Barry Allen have a brother in that older one, but.
Let's see. Jay 90s Allen. Live action TV Flash villain.
Yeah, I don't see a. They had Nightshade. They had the Ghost. They had Deadly Nightshade. They had Dr. Frost.
90s Reverse Flash? 90 live action Reverse Flash.
I'm not seeing...
I know there was an episode that had two speedsters in it. Of course, if you type in Reverse Flash, if you say 90s, all you get is the recent Reverse Flash. When was that series? Was it 90?
It was 1990 to 91. I have the Wikipedia pulled up on it, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You still got Star Labs.
There he is.
Yeah, they have Flash go 10 years into the future.
There it is.
Twin streaks. Scientists use the Flash's blood to clone Barry Allen, and the clone decides to assume Barry's identity while wearing a blue version of the Flash suit. The clone is named Pollux.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Okay, so I was a little off.
You were a little off, but it was still a similar concept. You were right on that it was a blue streak.
Yay!
I'm down to see, because I know that it says Zoom is coming at the end of the trailer, and it has Jay Garrick mention himself in the trailer, but it really doesn't. It just shows a blue streak running all around town, and there's just a bunch of dialogue from people. It doesn't really tell you or show you anything. I was like, oh, they're gonna have Professor Zoom. I'm like, great.
Yeah, I'm excited for Flash. I'm also excited for like Supergirl and stuff like that. I'm probably the most interested to see where Arrow goes, though, because like I said, it just ended on such a
It was such a cluster at the end of that.
Oh, I'm really excited for Legends of Tomorrow as well. So,
even though all that stuff they showed us was just filler footage,
it's all right.
Which is fine. I mean, as long as it goes in that route, I'm fine with it. But yeah, I mean, that DC's definitely got a lot of stuff going on from SDCC anyway. I know the X-Men, they kind of teased, they said that Hugh Jackman was like, oh, we're doing Old Man Wolverine.
Yeah, right.
Which could be total BS, or it could be true.
Even if it's not.
He's having fun playing with people because it's his last time playing the Wolverine
supposedly
character.
The yeah. only way old man
if,
is,
if the money's right
the only way old man Logan's gonna work is if it's a joint venture with Marvel Studios. There are so many other characters in there that in that series that are part of Marvel Studios roster of usable characters that, and you know, Fox doesn't have the rights to, and to replace those characters with not those people would be kind of disappointing. So
I kind of agree.
I didn't really care for Old Man Logan myself. But I can, you know, see how some people like would like that. But yeah, if they just try to do it with their stuff, that's just dumb. They shouldn't do that.
But yeah, I'm fine either way. Whatever they do, I don't really have a preference. But yeah, so there's that. There's the fact that damn it, why brain work? They had people ripping footage of. I don't understand why Marvel didn't have their trailers out yet.
Well, Marvel didn't go.
I know, but I mean, somehow, well, they had footage from SDCC from panels, but because they had the X-Men Apocalypse trailer.
Oh, that, okay, that's Fox. Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's okay, my bad. The X-Men, I should have said.
Okay, now I'm following you.
The X-Men Marvel.
It's interesting that they don't have their stuff out there, but at the same time, not too surprising, because even Warner Brothers put out their stuff, like they released the Suicide Squad trailer, but they did it on the heels of a really crappy announcement. They were like, they came out and said, yeah, we're doing this because we just, you know, have to do it, we don't want to do it, and we want to preserve the look of you know, they're like, we care, we want to, I don't know, it's just so bad. So bad.
We're trying to cover up the Arkham Knight debacle with Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman, so you'll forget about us. So I will say the Deadpool trailer was epic. It most definitely feels like rated R.
Well, I mean, it, yeah.
I know it's not out officially. I have seen the teaser footage like that somebody leaked from Comic-Con. And I love, my favorite part about the whole thing is the panel that they're having and Chris Hardwick running it. And he's like, well, because they were getting ready to get up. He's like, well, I'm the guy with the microphone, so fuck it, let's play it again. And that's when people caught the second trailers right there where Chris Hardwick was like, I'm the guy with the microphone, so fuck it, we'll play it again. And they played it, and I couldn't help but laugh during the whole thing. They did, the only thing I will say is they did recreate part of that teaser that came out last year at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I heard that.
They didn't take any of the, like, they didn't use the same music, they didn't use the same, like, dialogue necessarily, but they did do the jumping from the overpass type thing down into the Escalade.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the tumbling, and then him opening up the window, except he goes like, wait, and then he says, I bet you're wondering why I'm wearing the red suit, and that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. And then he says, this guy right here's got the right idea, he's wearing the brown pants. And then he jumps out and like guns him down.
Fantastic.
But he does talk to the fourth wall like throughout the entire trailer.
Good.
Which is great, because like there's one point where he's standing with Colossus and he's like, cue the music. And then the music starts. And just shit like that throughout the entire trailer. So it was great watching it. They had TJ Miller in there, which normally I can't stand him because he's an idiot. But he fit really well into this when he's going back and forth with how ugly Deadpool is.
Hmm.
It worked. I normally don't like the guy at all, but it worked in this. And I do have one favorite phrase from the or two favorite phrases from the trailer, but I won't ruin them because they're hilarious when they come up. You'll know what phrases I'm talking about when they do them. Almost on the level of in the teaser where he says, ah, fuck me. It's almost that kind of level. But yeah, that's all I'll say about it. I think the Deadpool movie, I'm really excited for.
Well, that's good. It's always good to be excited.
Which before that teaser, I didn't give one iota of Deadpool. And then I saw that come out last year and I was like, this is the most epic thing I've ever seen. And then I bought the video game. So in my eyes, Deadpool can do no wrong on the way they're handling him now, not that garbage that was in X-Men Origins.
Well, that's good.
So they made a fan out of me. That's what I got to say about it. So anything else that stuck out to you?
Not
from comics?
No, because like I didn't see a lot of it because I I didn't see a whole lot because I didn't want a lot of things spoiled for me. So if it didn't immediately show up in like my Twitter feed or like in, you know, like in those pictures or anything like that, I didn't really drill down into anything. So like I said, I didn't want a whole lot spoiled.
They confirm there's a Green Lantern Corps movie, but
yep.
No information. Spider-Man script to be written by the Vacation movie directors.
I don't know how I feel about.
I don't either, because the Vacation movie's not gonna be really that great either.
I'm not gonna say that, and you know you can. It's interesting because the writers for like Thor, the first Thor, did Narnia. Like,
epic fantasy world, though.
I don't.
Who knows? It remains to be
right.
Seen. Dan Aykroyd's gonna have a cameo in the new Ghostbusters.
If only people would stop hating on it.
I'm fine with it. Like everything I've seen for it, it doesn't really look that much different than the original, other than the male actors are all female.
Yeah, but there's just so much.
I don't know why people are giving it such a, like, a bad rap. Because, like, the car, it's still a 20 years older than when the film is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, the original car was, a, like, a 60s car, And the movie was shot in the 80s. So, I mean, all they're doing now is they're shooting an 80s car in the 2000s.
Yeah. Some of this stuff is just, I wonder how it is. Just, it's just backwards people.
I mean, it's not like they're dating it like really bad either, or trying to update it too much. They're actually sticking with the same formula from the original one. They're just doing a new generation of it.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's going to make a lot of sense and actually be really well done. And then their suits don't look that much different. They didn't really alter the proton pack or any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, the proton pack looks a lot different, but it's not some.
It looks a lot different, but it looks pretty close. I mean, as far as like aesthetically, it's the same kind of like dark,
yeah,
kind of grungy.
Yes, together. It looks grungy and old. That's about it.
It's like, yeah, we recycled all this from the original Ghostbusters movie and we made it better. So yeah, there's that. I'm excited for it anyway. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of how they're going about doing some of it and like just kind of flipping everything, but I really don't care at this point. I mean, I think it's going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going to go see it. And my wife's like a fan of Melissa McCarthy a lot. And I'm more of a fan of the others that are from Saturday Night Live. So to me, it's going to be like kind of a win-win.
Right. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Melissa McCarthy. I know, again,
I don't either.
I know a lot of people do, but those people just need to get over themselves.
I mean, right writers that know how to write her, you know, they're going to do well with it.
Faye does. So yeah. Everyone needs to calm the down.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's ridiculous how.
And for people that are saying it's a cash grab, how on earth is it a cash grab? It's been almost 30 years since we've had a Ghostbusters movie, right? When was the last one? Forgive me, I don't know this stuff.
Late 80s?
So, I like 30-ish years. So, like, see, like, geez, guys, come on.
I don't know. I'm fine with it. I mean, for the most part, I mean, a lot of shows and a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows are just getting they're either doing the reboot method, the revival method, where they can pick up where the originals left off, or they're doing the sequel thing, you know, where they're still picking up where stuff left off, but it's like, you know, they're using the same people. So it's no different than them making another Terminator or making another, you know, Marvel movie of some kind, or it's really not any different.
That is true.
So, I mean, people getting this uptight, if you're, you know, hating at it this much, then you should hate every Spider-Man movie that's come out in the last 20 years, because they've all been rebooting themselves. Same thing with Batman. We've had different Batman and different Spider-Man, like, so much over the last 20 years. It's kind of sick.
True story.
So if you're going to bitch about those two. New Terminator TV series. I don't really care. I didn't watch the last one.
Right. I think I might be about tapped.
Yeah, we can always talk some of the TV junk next time.
So, well, I mean, I just didn't watch a lot of, I don't want to talk if I don't have something to say, and I didn't watch a lot of the Comic-Con stuff. So, I feel bad about that, but I watched, like, the two things that we love to talk about.
Yep. The movies. Yep. Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman. Those were, like, my main grabs.
Yep.
I can't wait till the Deadpool trailer comes out so we can talk that.
So, and yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the actual trailer. I will watch it, and then I probably won't watch another Deadpool trailer after that. But I will at least watch the first one, and then, you know, get excited about it. So, I mean, I'm already excited about it. There's nothing for me not to get excited about. But
true.
Yeah. No, it will be good.
So, I think that about does it this week. So, anything you'd like to plug before we go?
Just, you know, if you're interested in what the guys from Off the Cuff, their opinions and stuff like that, if you want, you can find us at geekstuffgaragecast.com. And you can also find us on iTunes if you don't care to go to the website. You can just geekstuffgaragecast.com. on iTunes. You know, that's where we are now. That's where we're working. I know Joe still pokes his head in on the pull bag, and you know, I help out with Altered Geek Unlimited when I can. So we're all still around. So yeah, that's about all I got.
Alrighty. Yes, I do have another episode that came out, because I recorded two tonight, one by myself and then this one, so I could kind of split up some of the news and some of the fun articles I found. So so there's that. I might do some kind of an update after the theater thing while I'm at the theater. I'm not really sure yet. It just kind of depends how quickly we move through things. If there's a lot of downtime, I'm going to record something showing like a blooper reel of all the crap that's going down. Just because I'm an ass like that. So yeah, there's that. And then, I really don't think I have anything else coming up that I can think of. So thank you for listening to Altered Geek Unlimited. You can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can check out the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on the episode post there. You can catch us on the iTunes, on the Stitcher, and on Blog Talk Radio. My Twitter handle is at SCP21, and yours is, sir?
At BoothNinja81.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Bye.
Bye.